What'd you do with the loose stones in the field?
Well,
after you hauled them off.
We usually had places, you know, that we couldn't cultivate, that we'd throw them in. And a lot of them, you know, were just piled up in the field, make big, what we call rock piles.
Mm-hmm. They make a wall on them?
Well, I've never seen a rock wall in this section. They did that up in central Kentucky. They made built lots of rock fences up there, but I've never seen one in west Kentucky.
Mm-hmm. Now, what do you call this real black, rich soil? Round. Say it's in lowland or bottomland.
Well, we usually term it as made land, you know, made dirt. And that's about all the name I know.
Do you ever hear of loam or loam?
Well, there's a loam soil. Now that could be on the ridge or it could be in the bottom. And in other words, the loam soil is it's a creative. Now the virgin, you take the virgin soil, that is when you clear a piece of ground, and that is all loam soil, you see, because it's loose, you know, and then after the field is cultivated, unless that you properly rotate your crops and turn under, plow under, vegetative matter, why it becomes compact, you know, and it loses that loam feeling. Mm-hmm. Therefore, we've got to take a better care of our land if we hold our virgin soil or good soil in southwest Kentucky than they do in Illinois. Because it washes bad, you see. Therefore, for me, I try to keep a sod crop on all mine, especially the upland or ridge land, the ridge part of it. I keep a sod crop. I don't want to lose any of it.
Getting back to the fences, how was this fence made, say, with that wire?
How did I build that? Well, I've taken a hole digger and dug the holes for those posts and then set those posts in the holes and tamped dirt around them, you know, to study them, make them tight. And tied my wire to one end and taken the wire stretcher, you know, and pulled it tight.
Okay.
Nailed it up there.
What do you call this low-lying grassland that sometimes used to make hay in? It's almost always green, low-lying.
Well, we call it bottom land. I don't know if there's any other name for it or not.
Well, what's a meadow? Meadow.
A meadow is any sod that's sufficient to hold the topsoil.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you cut it for hay or whether you pasture it or what, it's any sod that will hold the surface.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's good to know. What do you call this area that water stands on? Sometimes a dead tree sticking up.
There's two or three names for that. Some calls it bog land, some calls it swamp land, and